So, Councillor Declan Meehan, there's heated discussions here today as it relates to the local property tax. You've been speaking about how tomorrow's budget day and national government's happy to splash the cash, but here at Donegal County Council, we're scraping and we're discussing 1.4 million.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that in particular, the government party councillors are talking out of both sides of their mouth here today. And there's a high level of hypocrisy because tomorrow is going to be one of the biggest giveaway budgets that we've seen since before the economic crash. We have increases in social welfare payments, increases in bans for tax kicking in, decreases in USC. And yet, what we want to put to the people here in Donegal is a 15% decrease in local property tax. And that is being contested by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael councillors here. So there is a hypocrisy there. I think that what we have to recognise is that people are really, really up against it with regards to their own household budgets. And anything we can do as councillors to help people with that is extremely necessary that we do exactly that.
And you were clear that the message is that you need to be shown to be supporting the people on the ground, as you mentioned there, this cost of living crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that some councillors are living in cloud cuckoo land because they're saying that this isn't an issue out there. This is an issue that did come up in the election. No issue comes up on every single doorstep, but it is something that people are tuned into and are aware of. So you are hearing it. Also, I'm afraid the reality out there is that I cannot go and represent the people of the Milford electoral area in good conscience and ask them to pay 15% more than the baseline when people in the Milford electoral area are not getting what they think they should be getting from the council. And one example of that I raised was for the capital housing program for the Milford electorate. There are only 10 houses planned between now and the end of 2026. So people don't see it as value for money, and people need the break.